Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Ches, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom, the last line of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Khalifa Avigdor Ben Esther. So at this point, we're somewhat familiar with the basic halachos of Zava. Every woman, Mida Iraisa, has an 18-day cycle, during which time, if she sees blood from the Makar during the first 7 days, she's a Nida. If she sees blood during the latter 11 days, she would be a Zava. If she sees Dam 1 day of the 11 days, she's a Zava Ketana, which means that she's Tame that day, she'd go to the mikvah, she would then have to be Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She would have to watch herself and make sure she sees no dam during that following day. If there's no dam during the following day, she's going to be tar. If she sees dam 2 days in a row during the 11 days, she's still a Zava Ketana. She has the same halacha. She has to be Shemeres Yoyim, again, just 1 day, Keneged Yoyim, and then she's going to be tar. If, however, she sees dam 3 times during that 11-day period, then she has a din, not of a Zava Ketana, but rather of a Zava Gedayla. Her level of tumah qualitatively gets upgraded. At this point, it's not enough for it to be Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She has to have Shiva Nekiyim. She has to go 7 days without seeing any dam. Additionally, she has to bring a carbon when she completes her Shiva Nekiyim. Says the Mishnah, Kol Achad Osar Yoyim, during those 11 days, meaning the 11-day portion of the 18-day cycle, the quote-unquote Yemei Ziva Becheskas Taira, the woman is considered to be Becheskas Taira. What exactly that means, we'll see 4 pshatim in the Gemara. Yashva Lavalai Batka, a woman that's Oisekas Petairis. We saw in the beginning of the Masechta, Mishnah and Daf Yad Aleph Amad Aleph said that every woman that's Oisekas Petairis back in the day had to do additional bedikas every single day. Because of the fact that she was Oisek Petairis, and you don't want to be Metama these Tahiris, so she had to do additional bedikas. She had to do one in the morning, she had to do another one Bein Ashmashes, she had to do one before Tashmish, after Tashmish, as was discussed in great detail in the first parak in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, what happens if a woman who's Oisekas Petairis did not do a bedika, whether it was Shigaga, Nensa, Hazida, doesn't matter. If this bedika that she didn't do was because of Shaygig, Oynes, or Mezid, the halach is, V'loi Batka, if she didn't do the bedika Tahir, she's going to be Targiyah. She has a vest of V'loi Batka. What about a woman that has a vest? And a vest in the Gemara usually is referring to a vest kavua, which means that a woman has established herself with the chazak, according to Rabbi twice, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel 3 times, that she always sees Dam either the same day of the month or with the same amount of days in between the vestos, meaning the hafloga is the same. Regardless, if a woman has a vest and the shas vest came and she didn't do a bedika, the halacha is harezu tmeya, she's going to be considered tamir. Meir says, what if a woman was in hiding and at the time that she was hiding, her vest came, she didn't do a bedika, so then the halacha is harezu tahira. Even though ordinarily, if the yoyma vest passes and a woman doesn't do a bedika, she's becheskas tmeya. If she was hiding at the time of the yoyma vest, then she's going to be tar. We've seen Rameir several times already in the Masechta. The reason is because this woman becomes becheskas mesulekes damen. We assume she doesn't have dam because fear can sometimes trigger that she will have dam. It can sometimes trigger that she won't have dam. So over here, even though this woman has a chazaka that on her day, on her vest, she always sees blood, but being that she was in this compromised position, she was hiding, and there is an idea that sometimes charada is mesalekes es adamim, so she now loses the chazaka that she's supposed to be dam, and if she didn't do a bedika, she's supposed to lekatchila do the bedika, even though she's in hiding. But if she didn't do the bedika, b'di'evet she's going to be tahar. Avol yimei hazav says the Mishnah, v'hazava v'shemeres yoyim kineged yoyim harei elu b'cheskas tumah. Meaning, even though the first line of the Mishnah said, Kol achad asa yoyim b'cheskas tahiru, that a woman during her 11 days of Yimei Ziva, she's b'cheskas tahiru, but once she's already a zava, or a zav, or if it's the day of Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, at that point, the Zav and the Zava respectfully become Becheskas Toma. Either way, the first line of the Mishnah said, Kol Achad Asar Yoyim Becheskas Tahira. A woman is considered to be Becheskas Tahira during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa. With regards to what halacha was this said? Amrav Yehuda, the first pshat, Loimah, it's coming to say, She'ena Tzricha B'dika. It's coming to say that if she's an Isha, that's Lisekis B'tairis, where the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Aleph, again, was discussed in great detail in the first parak of the Masechta, would have to usually do B'dikas, but being that it's during the Yemei Ziva, we assume that she's not going to see Dam, and the halacha is that even if she's Isekis Betiris, she doesn't have to do a bedikah. Faith words, the actual midik tani sefer. The sefer said, Yosh v'lei batka, mechad l'chatkilo b'ay bedikah. And you read the next line in the Mishnah. Kol achad aseh yoyim b'cheskes tahira. What's the next line? Yosh v'lei batka, if she didn't do a bedikah, then tahira. What does it sound like? L'chatkilo, she's supposed to do a bedikah. So how could you tell me that the first line of the Mishnah is telling me that even l'chatkilo, she doesn't have to do a bedikah during Yemei Ziva, if the next line of the Mishnah seems to be saying that only b'dieved, if she didn't do a bedikah, it's okay. But l'chatkilo certainly sounds like you do have to do a bedikah, says the Gemara. Very simple, safe asana, you may need a... The first line of the Mishnah is discussing the Yemei Ziva. Kol achad aser yoyim. That's the Yemei Ziva. The next line of the Mishnah, as you turn to the top of Lama Tazam and Aleph, Yosh v'lei batka is not going back on the first line. It's not referring back to the Yemei Ziva. It's actually referring to the Yemei Nida. The Yemei Nida, she doesn't have this Cheskes Torah, and therefore the Katchila during the Yemei Nida, if she's an Isha Isekes Betairis, she has to do a Badika like the Mishnah said in the first parak. But how can come? This is the way you read the Mishnah. Kol yod Aleph. B'cheskes Tahira. The 11 days of Yemei Ziva, she's B'cheskes Tahira. V'loi b'yi b'dika, she doesn't have to do a b'dika, even the katchila. Aber Yemei Nidasa, but during the days of Nida, b'yi b'dika, she does have to do a b'dika. Yashva v'loi batka. What if she didn't do a b'dika? Whether it was Shigiga Nense Zida v'loi batka. Whether the reason she didn't do a b'dika was because she was a Shigiga Nainas Ramezit. It doesn't matter. In either case, the loch is going to be Tahira. Either way, the first pshat in the first line of the Mishnah is from the Amora Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that what did the Mishnah mean when it said Kol Achad Aser Yoyim Becheskes Tahira? It's referring back to a halacha that we know, a halacha that the Mishnah mentioned, that the Gemara discussed in great detail, and that is every Isha Yisekes Betairis had to do a Bedika, stating that a very, very important asterisk. Not always. During the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, she was Becheskes Tahira. We assumed she wasn't going to see Dam, and it's for that reason she doesn't have to do a Bedika, which incidentally gives us a little bit of deeper insight into the difference between the 7 and the 11 of the 18 days. So every woman has an 18-day cycle. The first 7 days are the Yemei Nida. The next 11 days are the Yemei Ziva. And as we mentioned briefly in the introduction, it's very different halachically if she sees Dam during the Yemei Nida or if she sees Dam during the Yemei Ziva. If she sees Dam during the Yemei Nida, she becomes Tomei for 7 days. If she sees Dam during the Yemei Ziva, Shemeres Yom Kineged, unless she sees it 3 times. Okay, Zav Gedoil. But the halacha is very, very different for a woman that sees Dam during the 7 versus a woman that sees Dam during the 11. You see from here that in terms of the chazaka, it's very different also. Because during the 7 days, a woman is becheskas that she's going to be right. Every woman of a certain age sees Dam on a monthly basis during a certain time. That's the 7 of the 18 days. The next 11 days fundamentally are different because the metzias is different. Because we assume at that point she's not becheskes roya. So much so that even a isha isekes betairis with a chachamim were maflig in terms of the chumras that they imposed on this woman, during those 11 days she doesn't have to do her bedika. Why not? Because we assume for sure that she's not roya. It's mistaber. It's mistaber that the Hilchas Nida of the 7 days versus the Hilchas Ziva of the 11 days are related to this fact, this mitzios, and that is that she's considered to be becheskas roya, like every woman is, during the 7, not so much anymore during the 11. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in the Mishnah, very straightforward. Kol achad asa yoyim becheskas tahira is referring back to the halacha of the isha isekes betairis. She does not have to do the bedikos during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Chizda merchizda said, lo yitzricha, it's a different halacha. Another halacha that we've discussed already, it's referring back to Remeir's chiddush. So what did Remeir say? Le'il daf yud beiz amid beiz, isha she'in lo ves, a woman that doesn't have a ves kavua, asur l'shamish. Remeir said a tremendous chiddush. Remeir said that every woman that doesn't have a ves kavua, so again, back in the day, it was uncommon for a woman not to have a ves kavua. Today, it's common for a woman to have a ves kavua. But then it was uncommon for a woman to have a ves kavua. And as a result, the halacha was that a woman that did not have a ves kavua, Remeir was of the opinion, a man's allowed to be together with her. If she has a ves kavua, so you know when she's going to see Dam, the ves kavua brings with it a chumrah on the Yom HaVest, even if she didn't see Dam yet, you have to be very careful, but at the same time, on the other days, you don't have to be concerned. But a woman that doesn't have a Vest Kavua, so there's no one day that you know she's going to see Dam, but that also means that there's no
days where you can tell me with certainty or with a very high probability that she won't see down. So Rav Meir said, you always have to be concerned for a woman that has no vest. So Rav Meir said that an isha that has no vest, asur l'shamish, in other words, you have to divorce her. You can't live together with her. Says Rav Chisda, this that Rav Meir said, isha she'ein lo vest, asur l'shamish, ani mila b'meini dasa. This is during b'meini dasa. During the 7 of the 18, because then there's a svara that she's b'cheskes raya, we think that she's going to see down. Abu meziv also, but once she's in the 11 days of yemeziv, b'cheskes taira kaimo, then she's b'cheskes taira. And it's for that reason you don't have to worry that maybe she's going to see down because she's becheskes Torah. See, even in Rav Meir, who holds that an isha that has no vest, that loch is also l'shamish, not during the 11 days. Straight away, if that's the case, why did Rav Meir say that if a person has a wife that doesn't have a vest kavu, he has to give her a get? Why does he have to divorce her? Why can't he be mishamish during the Yemei Ziva? You're telling me during the Yemei Ziva it's not a problem? So the word says, you're right, it's a chshash. Because Yemei Ziva, Yemei Nida is something that you can very easily get confused with. And as a result, the Chachamim said that being that Bimei Nida there's a real issue, Bimei Ziva, we're worried as well. But the Gemara says, I'm Tani Sefer, read the Sefer in the Mishnah. Gia Shas Vesta, V'loi Batka. Right, the Mishnah, which discussed a whole bunch of different halachas. One of them was, is that if a woman has a vest and she didn't do Bedika, the halach is she's Tami. If you don't do a Bedika on the Yom, a vest is Tami. Which, by the way, the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta, Kipshuta is going according to the Mandama that holds Vestis de Raisa. Because if you hold Vestis de Rabbanan, then Bidiyevit, if you didn't do a Bedika on the Yom, a vest, it's not a problem. But either way, the Sefer discussed this woman of the Mishnah, and it mentioned what happens when her Shas Vest comes and she didn't do a Bedikah. Michlal, the Vichy Shesh of Vesaskinan. One thing you see for sure in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is discussing a woman that has a vest. So how could you tell me, Kol Echad Asa Yemichaskis Tire is referring to an Isha Shein Leves Rameyas Halacha that says, ordinarily, you can't be with her, be Mazi, but you could be with her, making an Oikimta that the woman has no vest? L'chur, the Mishnah clearly, from the Hemshach of the Mishnah, is it's obvious that we're discussing a woman that does have a vest. It says the Gemara, Chasure Mechsera, V'hachi K'tani, Kol Yod Aleph B'cheskas Taira, V'sharyo Le'baylo, U'bimei Nida Asur. Again, this is Rav Meir Shita, that we may need a Isha She'en Loves Asur L'shamish during the 11 days she's B'cheskas Taira. We assume she's not going to see Dam, there's a het. But Medvar Mamurim B'Isha She'en Loves Avo Yesh Loves Muteris, because the whole Rav Meir's Halach is Dafka by Isha She'en Loves V'tzricha Bedika, and being that she has a vest, she has to do Bedika on the Yema Ves. This woman has to do bedikos in the event that she's Isaac Petiris. What happens if she didn't do the bedika when she was Isaac Petiris? She's going to be tar. What if the Gia Shas Vest of Loi Batka, what if the Yema Vest itself came and she didn't do a bedika? Then the Lachas Tmeya. Either way, a little Chasuri Mechzer, it's pretty much the same Mishnah. The main point that the Gemara wanted to say was is that the first line is discussing Anisha She'ein Lo Vest. And then the Hemshach of the Mishnah is talking, discussing Anisha She'yesh Loves. But the Gemara says, honey, say, I have another problem with saying that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir that holds an Isha She'en Loves, also L'shamish. Because the Sefer mentioned Rav Meir. Rav Meir was the one that said that if a woman was hiding and she didn't do a bedikah on the Yom HaVes, there's a svara charada misalekis as hadomim, and therefore she's not going to be tamei. So midatani sefer Rav Meir, reisha lav Rav Meir. So the Gemara says the same thing, a little bit more chasurei mechzer. Kula Rav Meir, riva hachikam. Really, the whole mishnah is Rav Meir. Im lo yoseh b'machva v'yigir shas v'es v'lei bot, good tamei. When is it true that if shas v'es came and she didn't do a bedikah, that she's tamei, that's if she wasn't hiding, because there's no svara to say that she's misulek as dovin. She Rav Meir oimer, because Rav Meir holds, im hoiseh b'machva v'yigir shas v'lei bot, good tohoiro, she charod misalek as dovin, because the Mishnah is Rav Meir, and Rav Meir holds that charod is misalek as dovin. Therefore, you have to say, when we said that if the Shas Vest came without a Bedika, she's going to be Tamei. It's Davka talking about where she wasn't hiding. So again, a little bit of Chasuri Mechzera, very simple and straightforward. But the bottom line is this, is that the second shot in the Gemara, in terms of Kol Achad Asa Yoyim Becheskes Taira, what exactly does that mean? What it's referring to is Rav Meir's halacha. Rav Meir holds that Isha She'en Loves Asur L'Shamesh, that's only true during the 7 days of Nida. It's not true during the 11 days of Ziva. And again, based on the same Metzias, that during the 11 days of Ziva, we assume that she's not going to see Dam. If she's not going to see Dam, according to the first shot, if she's an Isha Isaac Gizbatayr, she doesn't have to do the Bedikos. According to the second shot in the Gemara, even Rav Meir, who ordinarily holds Asur L'Shamesh, here we don't assume she's going to see Dam. You don't have the Isur L'Shamesh. Rav said a third shot. Also, so based on, this is good chazara, this stuff, something that we learned earlier in the Masechta, and that is loyma she'ena mitama me'es leis. First Mishnah, the first sugi of the Masechta was a woman that does a bedikah and she finds dam. There's tumel mafrei, shamai hilo the chachamim, but there's a sugi of tumel mafrei. What's that predicated on? We assume that if she found dam now, there's a good chance the dam has been there already earlier. So if she was Isaac in
truma or kachin, chulin, shenasu al tairus hakodesh, all the things that the Gemara discussed. So we have to be concerned now retroactively that maybe she was metama those things. Says Rava, you know what the Mishnah is saying? That if she sees dam, she does a bedika during the 11 days, again, such an important asterisk in the sugyas that we already learned, then this halacha is not going to be true. Those halachas are only true if it happened during the Yemei Nida. But if it happened during the Yemei Ziva, at that point, this halacha is not going to be true. Says the Gemara, Mese, Yanida, Vahazova, Vashay Meres, Yom Kinegi, Yom Vahled, Eskulam Atamis, Meisle, says Mefurish, that a Zava, meaning she saw Dam even one time, she's a Shemeres, Yom Kinegi, Yom, so one time Dam, she did a Bedika, during the Yemei Ziva, the halacha, she is Metam and Meisleis. Clearly not like Rava, says the Gemara, you're right, Tiofta, Rafuna, Bachia, Mashmul, one fourth and final shot, and this final pshat is going to take us until the end of the parak, and that is loyma. You know what this halacha means? Kol achad asa yoyim becheskes tayra. What it's referring to is she'ina kevas loyves b'teichim ezivasa. That if a woman would see dam three times, but all the times she saw the dam were during the Yemei Ziva. Ordinarily, a woman that sees dam and then the next month again and the next month again, she establishes a ves. Ves dois can only be established during the Yemei Nida, they can't be established during the Yemei Ziva. Because again, we always assume it's a fluke. You're never going to have an Eirich Bezman Oiba during the Yemei Ziva. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Shmili Hashmaitza. Rav Yosef heard this halacha that Rav Huna Bar Chiya said, in the name of Shmuel. And he said, I never heard this. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, he said, Rebbe, you heard it. Not only did you hear it, you're the one who told it to us. I'm in Nahalan. Rashi says that Rav Yosef famously forgot his learning. And Abaya, his Talmud, used to help him out. And he used to remind him a lot of things that he said. See, he didn't remember. He sounded like, wow, this is a big kiddush. You can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva. So he told him, no, I'll even tell you the context in which you said it. A woman had a vest. She used to see dam every 15 days. We'll see what that means in a second. And then one time she didn't see after 15 days. She saw after 20 days. So this is a woman that has a vest based on haflaga, not that she always saw dam during the same day of the month, but rather there was always the same amount of gap between Re'iyos. So it used to be every Yom Tezvav, and now she was Shintzel Yom Chav. So the halach is Zevzeh Asur and L'shamesh. So she's going to be Asur now, L'shamesh, because of the vest of Tezvav. She has a vest kavu of every Tezvav. Being that one time she saw Yom Chav, so she's going to have a vest She'ena kavua for the Yom Chav. Shintzel Pamayim Yom Chav. What if she had a vest kavua for every Yom Tezvav, and now twice she saw the Yom Chav, Zevzeh Asur? Again, the same halacha. Twice seeing it, L'yoyim Chav, it's not enough to be oiker the vest of Yom Tezvav. So she's going to have to observe the vest of Yom Tezvav. She's going to have to observe the vest of Yom Chav. Says the Gemara, this was something that was said over, a price. The Amrit Lan Allah, and Rabbi Yosef said over, that Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that I heard from Yehuda, said in the name of Shmuel, Loishanu, this halach is only true, Tezvav L'tfilas. When we say that a woman can have a vest every 15 days, that's true if she saw it, the 15, not from when she saw dam the first time, but from when she went to the mikvah, which is shehein chaf beis l'riyasa, which is going to be 22 days for the riyah. Because midday raisa, when a woman sees dam, she's tummy for 7 days. It doesn't matter if she sees dam on the seventh day. She can still go to the mikvah that night. She's only tummy for 7 days, and then she becomes tahar, or she goes into the Yemei Ziva. The point is, when we said tesvav, we meant tesvav l'tfilasa, which then means 22, because she's always telling me for 7 days, so it's 15 plus 7, liriyasa. It's only over there that it's shaykh to have a vest. You can't have a vest to see dam every 15 days, said Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. It has to be every 22 days. The reason is, because if it's every 22 days, the hasam b'mei nidasa kai. When she sees dam, it's always going to be b'mei nidasa. What does it mean? It's b'mei nidasa? Because the cycle is an 18-day cycle. So it's 7 days of nida, 11 days of ziva. Now, as we've spoken out so many times, the yemei nida doesn't start on the 19th day. Then the yemei nida starts the next time she sees dam. So the next time she sees dam, it starts again. And again, it's an 18-day period. The point is that if she saw 22 days after her last re'iyah, so it's not during the yemei ziva. If Tesva would mean liriyasa. So it would come out then the 15th day from when she sees Dam. So she saw Dam, now she's a Nida. 15 days later, she's a Ziva.
she's a zava. That's during the 11-day period still, because it's an 18-day period. The latter 11 days are yemei zivah. And Rav Yosef said, I heard from you to say in the name of Shmuel that you can't establish a vest like that. To be mei zivah loy kavalah, you can't be kaveah. So either way, you see mefurish that Rav Yosef himself that once said over this halacha. Again, we're discussing the Mishnah kol achad asu yemei cheskes tayre. The fourth pshat in the Gemara was that what does it mean? It means that during the 11th day of yemei zivah, you can't establish a vest. Rav Yosef said, wow, I never heard of that halacha. But I said, no, you did. You even told it to us. And I'll tell you the context. It was a very geshmaka context because it was a brisa that talks about a woman that has a vest that she sees now every 15 days. And Rav Yosef, you told us in the name of Yudah Mashmul that it doesn't mean every 15 days. Can't be. It means every 15 days after the tefillah. In other words, every 22 days. What's the difference? If it's every 22 days, every 15 days, it's very simple because day 22 is not during the Yemei Ziva. Day 15 is during the Yemei Ziva because from day 8 through 18 is the Yemei Ziva. So, and you can't establish a vest during Yemei Ziva, which is exactly this fourth pshat and how we're explaining the Gemara. Says, I'm Rav Papa said, I'm going to try to get Rabbi Yehuda Midiskarta. I said over this halacha to Rabbi Yehuda Midiskarta, which halacha? That a woman can establish a vest during her Yemei Ziva, which is something that Rabbi Yosef had said over in the name of Yehuda Mashmul with regards to the halacha of a woman that had a vest. And it's also the fourth pshat in our Mishnah. You can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva. So Rav Papa said, I said over this halacha, you have to hold a cup here. And I asked him the following question. I said, mikvah lekava. That's clear that you can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva. That's what we're discussing. Anu, right? That done it. Mahu, however, the nechushla. His question, however, was, even though you can't establish a vest, but should you be concerned for a vest? So it's very not clear. What exactly was the shayla? So if you take a look at Tosfos, seems to be a machlokes rishonim, but let's go with Tosfos. Tosfos says that what Rav Papa meant to ask was that I understand that a woman that sees dam during her Yemei Ziva, that doesn't establish vest. So let's say three times she would see it on the 15th day from when she became Tamei. So the halacha is, it wouldn't establish vest. Because you can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva. His question was, what if a woman already has a vest? And now the vest coincided with her Yemei Ziva. Does she have to observe the vest? It's the flip side of the same coin. We're saying that you can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva. Different question. What if a woman has an established vest? And now the vest, it was a vest for haflaga. So the vest just worked itself out, whatever. The metzias was, it played out that the vest now is during the Yemei Ziva. Do you say that just like you can't establish a vest during the Yemei Ziva, if the Yoima vest falls out during the Yemei Ziva, you don't have to observe it? Or maybe not. Maybe the two things are chalak. You can't establish during the Yemei Ziva. But if you already have an established vest, azoy vai to tell me that she's becheskas tahira during the Yemei Ziva, that you don't even say that the established chazak of Erich Bezmanu Ba is going to play out. Efshinish, so Rav Papa said that I said over this halacha to Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, and this was my question. Says the Gemara, so Rav Papa said, let's think about this together. So he said, I think I have a raya. This is the halacha we just said, that a woman that had a vest, liyam tezvav, and then she saw liyam chav, so what's the halacha? She's also on tezvav, because she has a vest kavua for tezvav. She's also also for chav, because she has a vest. She ain't a kavua for chav. I'm going to be the Shmuel. Let me just send the name of Shmuel. This is all true if it was tezvav with filasa. She ain't chav bez l'riyasa. V'shintzo liyam chav zayin. Why? Because otherwise, if it was really the Yom Tezvav, it would come out you're establishing the vest during the Yemei Ziva, and you can't establish the vest the Yemei Ziva. Said Rav Papa. Now, what was the halacha? The halacha is this woman who saw the Yom Tezvav, which means day 22, and then she saw the Yom Chav, which means day 27. She has to keep now her vest of 22 and of 27. The Bryce said 15 and 20, but 15 and 20 really means 22 and 27, because you have to add 7 days. So she now is going to have a vest beyond 22. Says Rav Papa, so let's play out the math. Now, when 22 days pass, she's going to be during her Yemei Ziv. Now, Rav Papa assumed, and this is a huge assumption, as the Gemara is going to point out in a second, that when the Gemara said that she's going to have to keep a vest day 22, it didn't mean, huge assumption, that it's 22 from when she saw Dam. When did she see Dam? On day 27. It didn't mean count 22 days from day 27. Rav Papa understood that what it means is that being that this woman has a vest kavur, that she sees Dam every 22 days, even though she skipped a vest right now, meaning because this month she didn't see 22. This month she saw 27. But the vest kavua says every 22 days, so she now has to observe the vest kavua of 22 days going back to day 22. which is the day that she didn't see. But that's what she has to observe. So says Rav Papa, do the math. If you're going to have to keep the vest now 22 days from day 22, where is that going to fall out in terms of Yumei Nida and Yumei Ziva? So she saw day 27. She has to now keep a vest 22 days from day 22. Let's call it day 44. Back of the envelope arithmetic. So 44 minus 27 is 17. So it's going to come out that she's observing the vest of Yom Tezvav, which is really 22, which now is 44 during the Yemei Ziva of 27. So you seem a foolish that you have to keep a vest during the Yemei Ziva, that even though Yemei Ziva can't establish a vest, geshmak, but you have to keep the vest during the May 24. Now, Rapapa made two hanachas. There were two hanachas he made. What were the two hanachas? The first hanach is obvious. He's saying that this woman that has a vest kavua, that has to keep the vest every 22 days, it's every 22 days. Meaning, you would think that if she skipped the vest, so now, even if you're keeping 22, it should be 22 from the next time she saw them, which was day 27, which then would mean that the next vest, which is 22 days from the last time she saw them, is outside of the Yemei Zivas. So you have no raya to what we're discussing. So that's the first anach he's making. That even though she didn't see them on day 22, but the vest kavua of 22 says 22 days from the day she should have seen them, even though she didn't see them. Tremendous chiddush. The second chiddush he's saying is that as it relates to the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Ziva, that count certainly starts from when she saw Dam, from day 27, not from the day that she could have, would have, should have seen Dam, which was day 22. Because if you're going to tell me that the Yemei Ziva, the Yemei Nida start from day 22, which is the day that she was supposed to have seen Dam, which is the day that you're reckoning with right now in terms of her vest kavua, then when she keeps the vest 22 days from that day that she didn't see Dam, it would also be on the outside of the Yemei Ziva. So really, what Rav Pop is doing is, he's taking it from both sides, right? You're saying that on the one hand, we're going to look at the vest as being from the day that she was supposed to have seen them. But as far as the Yemei Ziva goes, that really is totally in the day that she actually saw the dam. And it's because of those two hanachas that Rav Papa, I have a mefurish haraya. I mean, it's not mefurish, but is it based on these two things? He said it's basic math. I have a mefurish haraya that even though the Yemei Ziva, a woman's bechaskas torah, she can't establish a vest, but at the same time, once she has a vest, at that point, you're going to have to reckon with the vest as the Gemara, because not for Rav Papa. So what do you see for Rav Papa? The two things we just spoke out. Number one, esten v'tartin, me esten v'tartin manino. That as it relates to the day 22, it's from day 22, not from the day that she saw dam. Additionally, nido pis. As it relates to the beginning of the 18-day cycle, it's me asking this. That's from day 27. Either way, I'm only referring to Rav Yishuv, the Rav Papa. Rav Yishuv heard Rav Papa said, and he said, Rav Papa, you're bringing a raya from here. I don't agree with your hanacha. Which hanacha didn't he agree with? The first one. Dilma esrim v'tarta nami me esrim v'zayim aninon. How do you know that when the brisa said that this woman, being that she has a vest kavua for 15, which really means 22, it's from when she was supposed to have seen Dan, based on the vest. Maybe it's when she physically saw Dan. And if that's the case, it's from day 27. So now when 22 days pass, so that's going to be during the Yemei Nida. And if that's the case, you have no raya. Then he said, "Vachinami misdaber, I'll bring you a raya." What's the raya? The raya is from a chicken. A tarnagoyles that lays an egg one day, a hen, and she doesn't lay an egg the next day. So let's say Sunday she lays an egg, Monday she doesn't. Tuesday she lays an egg, Wednesday she doesn't. What would be if the kavsha tre yoimi? She would skip a day, and she would go 2 days without laying an egg. So Sunday and Monday, no. Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, no. And then Thursday, no. So she went 2 days without. Now, v'ram yichad yoyim. And then Friday, she's back on schedule. She's back on track. She laid an egg again. Ki hadra nokte k'dil kamei nokte ukudimikara nokte. Now that she went back on track, so do you assume that she's going to lay an egg again on Shabbos? Or do we assume that the next egg that she's going to lay is going to be on Sunday? Again, she was on a schedule where she laid an egg every other day. So she laid an egg on the odd days. Sunday, first day of the week, yeah. Monday, even, no. Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, no. Had she stayed on track, it would have been Sunday, yeah. Monday, no. Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, no. Thursday, yeah. Friday, no. Shabbos, yeah. Right? Every odd day, she would have laid an egg. What happened was she then went 2 days without laying an egg. So Wednesday and Thursday is the fifth day of the week, she didn't. Then Friday, she did. So day six, which is an even day, she threw us for a loop here, she laid an egg. So she now back on schedule. Oh, you see, she's good enough. We assume she's back on track. One day, yeah, one day, no. So is she going to lay an egg now on Shabbos? You say, oh, yeah, she should. Because she was always on track to lay an egg on the odd day. Now Shabbos is the odd day. She's going to lay. He says, of course, that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is now that she's back on track, she's going to be laying the egg on the even day. Once she skipped it, she skipped it. You don't go backwards and say, oh, she knows on the odd days, that's when she lays an egg. No, it's going to be Friday, yeah, Shabbos, no, Sunday, yeah. It's going to be faked. So he says, if that's the way it is with a tarnagoilis, why shouldn't it be that way with a woman as well? Again, so you see from here that if she's kafshet rei yoimi, v'ram yechad yoimi, ki hadra nakto, ki delakamei nakto, kidimi kara nakto, al karcha ki delakamei nakto. No one's going to tell you that she has a cheshbon of what she was on, and now she's going to see on Friday and Shabbos. Amalei Rapapas, Rapapas, Allah, Adam Rish Lakish, Rapapas said, I hear. But he said, when I ask you a question, I'm going to tell you where I proved my shita from. And this is a very, very subtle raya, but this is Rapapas raya. I proved it from another complicated Halacha. Rish Lakish said, "Ishuk kevas loves b'teichim meisiv vasa." They ain't ishuk kevas loves b'teichim meini dasa. Rish Lakish said that a woman could be kaveh ves during her yemei ziva, not during her yemei nida. Now, first glance, just as an aside, it sounds like Rish Lakish is blatantly contradicting everything that we've learned up until this point. He's really not. I am Rishonim, not for now. But Rish Lakish, well, because we don't need Rish Lakish, we really need Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish said a woman is not kaveh ves during her yemei ziva. However, she could be kaveh during yemei ziva, she can't be kaveh during yemei nida. Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, ishuk kevas loves b'teichim meini." So a woman could be kaveh aves during Yemei Nida. Hey, Chidami, what's the case that a woman could be kaveh aves during Yemei Nida? Now, simply what it sounds like it's saying is as follows. Let's say a woman always sees dam during her Yemei Nida. Meaning a woman's a Nida. So she's a Nida and she bleeds for 7 days, let's say. Okay, she saw dam 3 months in a row on the third day, let's say it was the same Yom HaChodesh even, of her actual Nida status. So would you think that she should become a Nida? So at first glance, of course not. Meaning, could she be kaveh vest? Vestis has to be the first re'iyah. The side of vestis is a woman doesn't, right now she's tahar. Arich bezman ebah, she's about to be raya. In Chazal terminology, it has to come from a mayon sasum. It has to come from the mayon of sasum. At that point, if she sees them 3 times, same month, same haflaga, whatever, so then you have this idea of vestis. But once a woman is tamei already, she's been seeing dam since the beginning of the week, and now, punk, 3 months in a row, it just worked itself out that the third day that she saw dam sort of coincided. It's poshit that Pekai Gavna, you're not going to have. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush. Isha kovasla ves b'teichim enidasa. That if she sees dam after she's already a nida, you can have a kfias ves. So it can't mean the simple pshat. So what does it mean? Echidami. Lafkigoyin does it probably not mean kigoyin dechazoy reish yarcha. She saw dam on the first day of the month, v'cham shabi yarcha. And then she saw dam on the fifth day of the month. And then v'reish yarcha, v'cham shabi yarcha. Again, she saw reish chayidash on the fifth day of the month. V'ash dechazoy, v'cham shabi yarcha. And now the third time she saw dam on the fifth day of the month, u'reish she didn't see dam on the first day of the month. So the third time that she saw dam, it did come from a Mayan sasum. It didn't come from a Mayan pasuch. And that's for sure Rabbi Yechanan's case. So what do we want from here? We're not discussing the halacha of Vestles B'meinida. Rapapa just wanted one thing. The most subtle diik possible. He said, "V'kama isha kavas laves betoichim yemei nidasa." Rabbi Yechanan's halacha was a woman could be kavei a vest during her yemei nida. What was his kasha? Is she a nida when she had the third re'iyah? She used to see dam on Rosh Chodesh, then the fifth day. Rosh Chodesh and then the fifth day. Then the third month, she only saw it on the fifth day. It's an amazing chiddush. She has a vest for the fifth day. Why? The first 2 times, it came from a Mayan Pasuach. This was the middle of her nida. Of course she saw dam. Doesn't matter. That's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. But the third day, being that the third time it came from a Mayan Sasum, that's enough to be kaveh vest. But Rabbi Yechanan's lashon was that she saw dam during her Yemei Nida. Was she a nida when she saw dam the third time? She wasn't a Nida. Now she's going to become a Nida after she saw dam. Why are we referring it to the Yemei Nida? You know what the Teretz is? Because she could have, would have, should have been a Nida. Because really, based on the vest that we're establishing now, that she had seen dam on the first of the month, seen dam again on the first of the month. So now the fifth day of the month is viewed as Yemei Nida because she had seen dam previously during that time, and it could have been the Yemei Nida. So you see that what could have been needs to be taken into consideration when you make Nida calculations. And if that's the case, the same is going to be true with regards to a woman that has a Ves Kavua. We don't count the Ves Kavua based on the day that she actually sees in the event that she skips a Ves, but it's based on the day that she could have seen. But the Gemara says it's not, the whole story is not Muchach. So Amalei, Rav Unibrei Vishua told Rav Papa, I don't think it's Rav Yechanan meant. I don't think Rav Yechanan's case of Isha Kavasal Vesmi May Nida is your case. Rather, the case is going to Chazoi Reish Yarcha. She saw on the first day of the month. Vereish Yarcha again on the first day of the month. And then the third time she saw the Esrim Vechamsha Biyarcha, Vereish Yarcha, on the 25th day of the previous month. And then she saw on a Rechaydish. Over there, Damrino, we say, Damim Yiseirahu, that she had extra dam, the Toysfiba, that there must have been some extra blood, and that's why she saw. But the point is, when she saw dam the third time, it was Taka B'Menida. Because whenever she saw Dam Rosh Chodesh, the third time she saw Dam on the 25th day, the previous month, and then on Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh, that third Re'i, is a big Chiddush that it counts towards Vestas. That's Rebbe Yochanan's Chiddush, that a woman can be Kaveh Vestas during the B'Menida, even though it's coming from a Mayan Pesach, it's not coming from a Mayan Tosa. But the point is, here really is B'Menida. Why is it really B'Mei Nida? Because here she was in Nida because she saw Dam already from the 25th day. We're saying a Chiddush that we look at the Re'iyah of Rosh Chodesh as a real Re'iyah. But the point is, it's from a Mayim Pasuach. It's really B'Mei Nida. You don't see that the day that she could or would have should have seen Dam is treated as a Yoim Nida. It's not. Because over here, the reason we're referring to it as Yemei Nida is because it's really the Re'i Nida. Either way, Machloik is Rapapa. Rav Huna Yeshua had to understand what Rav Yochanan meant. And it's based on that Rapapa formulated his fantastic Chiddush as it relates to Ves Kavua. Regardless, the Gemara just concludes and says, V'chein ki yaseh Ravin, v'chol nechusei yamo. When Ravin came and all the nechusei yamo, all the Yidden that had been in Eretz Yisrael, and they came back to Bavel, they all said, Amru Rav Huna Brei Yeshua. We heard Rav Yochanan say this halacha, and Rav Yochanan said this halacha like Rav Huna Brei Yeshua said it. He didn't say it the way Rav Papa said it. So before we say Hajon Halach B'nai Skutas, just to recap, the first line of the Mishnah was, Kol Achad Osa Yoim B'cheskas Taira. And this is newsworthy. It's a very important Chiddush. And that is that even though we talk about 7 and 11, Nida, Ziva, all the different halachas, but there's a svara, a scientific fact that seems to underpin the difference between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. And that is that during the Yemei Nida, a woman is presumed to be B'cheskas Raya. During the Yemei Ziva, she's no longer presumed to be B'cheskas Raya. That's why when a woman sees Dam during the Yemei Nida, Shivas Yomim, Yemei Ziva is more of a fluke. Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Well, she saw Dam 3 times already. So at that time, she becomes a Zavah Gedoyla. But in terms of the actual halacha that the Mishnah was coming to say, besides for the Svara, which is very helpful in terms of understanding the difference between the 7 and the 11. But what's the actual halacha? Kol achad osa yom b'cheskas tairah. So the Gemara had 4 suggestions. Either what it means is that even in Isha Yisekes B'tairahs, that the Mishnah and Gemara discussed at length in the beginning of the Masechta, she has all her extra bedika she has to do, not during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. That's a Kiddush. Or even Rameya that holds that Anisha, that it doesn't have a Ves Kavua, her husband's not allowed to be with her. That's only during the Yemei Nida. That's not going to be during Yemei Ziva. It could be a woman during her Yemei Ziva. There's no Tuma L'Mafreya. There's no Tuma Meis L'Eis. That was Rava's suggestion. The Gemara said, Tiyufta the Rava, Tiyufta. But at least there was a suggestion that couldn't be the Yemei Ziva. She's Becheskes Mesulekes Domim almost. And therefore, if she sees Nam, it's a Chiddush. You don't have to worry about the past of Daya Shaita. And then finally, there's an idea that a woman can establish a vest during her Yemei Ziva. Rapapa Shaila was, the way Toysus understood Rapapa Shaila, well, if a woman has a vest kavua, and now the Yemei vest fell out during Yemei Ziva, what about there? Rapapa had his Geshmakaraya from the Braisa, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua argued, and it seems that in the final analysis, the Gemara said that it came down to a machlekes and had to understand something Rav Yochanan said, and when all the Chevra came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they all heard Shia from Rav Yochanan, Bein Azman, and they were tumbling, everyone said, like Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, I heard Rav Yochanan say it that way, which would seem to be the Gemara's Hachra, that Talacha is like Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, not like Rav Papa. And on that note, Hadron Allah Benoy Skutem. So just one Ha'ara. Really, prepare 2 Ha'aras, one light, more intense. Just not sure we'll have time for both, so we'll start with the intense one. And if we have time for the lighter one, we'll work backwards. So we've been learning the sugyas of Zav and the halachas of Zava. So one lumdus that I think is worth mentioning, and that is, there's a well-known Gemara in the Masechtas Bava Kama from all places, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. We know that a shor that shtoises 3 times becomes a shor hamuad. Stating that, there's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, how exactly the shor has to be noigeach in order for it to be established as a muad. According to Rav Yehuda, the way he darshens the psukim, it would seem that if a shor would shtois 3 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then the halach is he would become a shayar muad. But let's say he would be nageach three times on the same day, then the shayar would not become a muad. It's only if he's richek nigi chaysav. If, however, he's kirev nigi chaysav, he's shtoysis three times in one day, the halach is he doesn't become a shayar muad. Rameya argues. Rameya says, how could that be? Richek nigi chaysav chayev kirev like holshkein. He says, if shayar becomes a muad, if he does something three times in 3 days, how's it possible that if you do it three times in one day, he wouldn't be chay? This is a Gemara we're all familiar with. The Gemara mentions in the beginning of Perek Chaskas Abatim, this is Dvarim Yeduin Va'atikin, stating that. The rest of the Gemara, not everybody's familiar with. It's very easy to forget. Says the Gemara, Amrulei, the Chachamim told Rameir, you hold, Richek Negi Chaysav Chayev, Kirav Leikoshkein, Zava Teichiach, I have a Raya from a Zava, so this is where Nida meets Bavakamo. He said, Zava Teichiach, She Richak or Ri'i Seat Meyo, Kirva Ri'i Seat Tahira. If a Zava sees Nam three times in one day, the Halacha doesn't become something. A Zava becomes something. But not a Zava. Richaka Ri'yosa, if she would see it three times in 3 days, she would become a Zava Gedailah. So Amru Le the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rameya, how can you tell me you have a Kalvachaymer, Richak Niki Chaysav Chayav Kirav Lekolshkein? I have a Raya from Zava, not that way. So the Gemara says, Amru Lehem Rameya told him, I hear what you're saying. Shmak. But Hareyu Oymed is a Pasuk. It says, Vizoyis Tia Tumasai Vizoyvoy. Tala Kosav Vizazav Beriyos, Vizazav Beyom. And it's for that reason, it's Exeris Akosav, you can't bring Rayas from there. Bringing Rayas from Zava, you're right. But it's Exeris Akosav, I mean that's Exeris Akosav, that's not a right. Frey Toysis, Vim Toyma Gewalt. What kind of teretz is that? If you have a Pasuk that says Mefurish, there's a chilik between Richek and Kirev, that Richek Ri'yosel, she becomes a Zava, but Kirev Ri'yosel, she doesn't become a Zava, then Luchur, that should be a Raya to Rav Yehuda's Svar, and not like Rameya's Svar. Zok Rameya, oh, you're bringing me Raya? No, that's a Mefurish Apostle. What do you mean? It's a Mefurish Apostle. Kolshkein Frank Tyson, it's a Pella. It's a Pasuk. Till now, they're arguing in Svar. Rav Yehuda holds only Richek, not Kirev. Rameya, come, no, Richek Chayev, Kirev like Kolshkein. Zok Rav Yehuda, have a Raya to me from a Pasuk. Zok Rameya, Psukim. That's a Pasuk. I'm talking in Svara. Frank Tysis, what's going on over here? You have a Pasuk Kolshkein. How could Rav Meir argue with a Pasuk? How do you understand the Sugya? Zok Tysis, V'yei Shloimet. This is such a profound time. You learn about the Kama, you don't notice this Tysis. But now, this is an unbelievable Tysis. Says Tysis, no, you don't understand what Rav Meir was saying. Rav Meir knew it's a Pasuk. But Rav Meir was saying is that Zava has no Sheikhis to Shor Hamoed, you think? There's no Sheikhis. The two are completely unrelated. When a Shor goes from being a Shor Tam to a Shor Hamoed, because it shtoys three times. What's happening? What's happening is a shor is becheskas, then it doesn't shtoys. Is this kind shtoys? Three times, now already, it establishes a hergel, whether it's a siva, whether it's a simen, whatever the lamdus is. But now, there's a parasha of chazaka, you do something three times, we assume it's going to happen again. So, there's a halacha in the world of chazakas, that a chazaka is established when something happens, either two or three times. And in the world of chazaka, as Rameh Rabbi Yehuda argued, is it more mistabit to establish a chazaka when the three things happen with a little bit of distance in between? Or fakert, the closer in proximity that the three events take place, the more mistabber it is to establish a chazaka. Rav Meir said, Richek Nigi Chaysav Chayav Kirav Lekolshkein. Rav Yehuda said, not that way. Abizak Rav Meir, Zava has anything to do with chazaka? When a woman sees Nam three times during her Yemei Ziva, and the halach is now she becomes a Zava Gedoyla, does hot mit chazaka? What does it have to do with chazaka? Nothing. Says Toysfis, She'en Shamatam Tolbi Mishum Du Mukhsekis Pechach Raya, Ela Digzeris HaKosavu, that's what Rav Meir meant. It's Exeris Akosa, the Bishloish Yomim, he's Zava. And here's the punchline. Afilu im Yavi Elio, says Tosfos. If Elio Anavi would come and would say that this woman that just saw Dam 3 days in a row during her Yemei Ziva, that she's not going to see Dam anymore. You're going to tell me she's not going to be a Zava Gedayla? Of course she's going to be a Zava Gedayla. So I say, Meres, three times seeing Dam during the Yemei Ziva has nothing to do with Chazaka. That was what Rameir said. Rameir says, I'm saying a Svar Chazaka. Shor HaMu'ud is establishing a Chazaka that this Shtar is a Nakhon. Chazaka, if you could establish something where three things happen on three separate days, Kirev Lekolshkein, I Zava Teichiach, Zava is not a Pircha, because Zava has nothing to do with Chazaka. V'harayi v'alyo, Navi would come and tell this woman that she's not going to see Dam. Is there anyone that would think, oh, she doesn't need Chivinakim anymore? She doesn't have to bring a carbon? Chalila, avad that she would have a din of a Zava. El Vais Tais has nothing to do with Chazaka. Nothing to do with Chazaka, it's not a Tushtel. But here's my question, beautiful Taisvis, right? Unbelievable. Mom, it's right here, Baba Kamach of Dalit Amar Aleph. But here's the question, what did the Chacham hold? The Chachamim argued, Amrulei Chacham the Rameir. The Chachamim brought a raya that you don't say, Richek Niki Chaysav Chayav Kirav Lekolshkein, Zava Teichiach.
So I think at first glance it sounds like that the Chachamim argue with this Yisoid. And the Chachamim hold that the Yisoid of Zavik Gedoyl is Gepoit on Chazokis.
Wow.
As if to say that according to Rebbe, just L'chadude Ba'alma, that holds you establish a Chazok when something happens twice, not three times, it could be in theory a woman that sees Nam twice. Nah, rather, that's not the Halacha. But that's the point. It's based on Chazokah. It's based on Chazokah. And it's because the Chazok is established when she sees Dam three times, then now she becomes a Zavik Dayla. And if that's the case, we have a tremendous machloikis between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, tucked away in Baba Kamach of Nalad Amin Aleph, that in terms of understanding the Yisoidi, how exactly Zavik Dayla works. According to Rameir, it's not into a Chazokah. According to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does have to do with Chazokah. Now, that's Pasha, just to clarify one lumdis. That Avada Gevis, even Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, who seem to hold that Zavik Gedoyla is related to Chazakah, they're not saying that because now she's Becheskas, that she's going to be Roya, that's why she has to be worried about it. Meaning, Avada the Chazakah, that she will be a Roya, makes her today qualitatively more of a Zava and more Tameh. Now she has to keep Shiva Nekiyim, till now she didn't. Now she has to bring a carbon, till now she didn't. Vaistois, she's a whole new mitzias of Tame. But the point is, what's the root of it? The root of it is the fact that now she's Becheskas Raya, whereas till now she wasn't. And a woman that's Becheskas Raya during the Yemei Ziva, that's the Allah. So this was my Ha'ara last week. But I didn't want to say it over Barabbas because I wasn't sure if it's true, because it comes out of very big machloikis here between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. So I discussed it with a few Talmidei Chachamim over the last few days, and everyone sort of heard that it sounds like it makes sense. My son, Shabbos, I found a mitzvah. I found a tshuva in the night of Yehuda. It's a mafurish tshuva in Tshuva's night of Yehuda. It's in Erechayim Kama. It's Simin Chavvav. And the night of Yehuda says this clearly. He says that what comes out from this machloikis Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Richik Nikichais of Chai of Kirav Lekolshkin is really another machloikis. And this other machloikis is how to understand the lumdus of how Zava works. According to Rameh, Yazava has no shaykhis to Chazakis, and that's why he wasn't a spell that you find by Yazava. Richaka, she becomes a Zava Kirav, she doesn't become a Zava. It's not a Pirchan of the Kalvachimer, because it has nothing to do with the Kalvachimer. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Noid of Yehuda, he holds not like Toysis. Toys said him, Yavi El Yo. Vaisis Rabbi Yehuda held no. If El Yo Navi would come and say this woman will never see Dam, that she wouldn't be a Zava Gedoyla. Unbelievable. That's what the Noid of Yehuda says. And he says, because the Chachamim hold that it is based on Chazaka. There's a Machloikis, so we always talk about derivative Machloikises. Right, sometimes you start a sugya and there's a machloikis, and because of pirchas back and forth and back, and 17 tashmas later, whoa, they argued about so many different things. Talk about a classic derivative machloikis. The ikra machloikis is above a kama machloikis, but what comes out is a zava machloikis. How to understand base simple lumbus in terms of how zava works. Now, just to take this a step further, the Gemara right there in Mesechtes Bava Kama Daf Chavdal and Manalov says that who do we passing like? Do we passing like Rameir, or do we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? We passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Hilchos Niskei Mamon that a shor that shtois is three times in one day doesn't become a shor amuad. So if that's the case, just relating it now to the lumdus of Nida would come out aliba de hilchasa. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the reason a woman that sees dam three times during the Yud Aleph, it's related to the fact that now she's becheskes roya. And again, now that she's becheskes roya, it changes her today. A woman that's becheskes roya is an ander esar tamei. Either way, that's the Ha'ara. Now, just to digress a little bit, and that is that we just mentioned now that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll tell you a beautiful tshuva from the Ksav Sofer. Again, this is a digression, but you'll see it ties into some of the Nida Sugyas that we learned. Hafalofala. The Ksav Sofer in Yerideya, it's Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, was asked the following question. There was a couple that gave birth to twins, and both boys, they did the Mila Bizmanoi, B'yoy Mashmini, and Rachmanu Litzlan, both boys died. They were both Mesu Machmas Mila. 2 years later, this couple gave birth to twins again. This time it was a boy and a girl. And they wanted to know if they should do Bris Mila with the boy. Luchura. There were two boys that were Mesu Machmas Mila. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Daled Amud Beis. The Rambam paskins that way in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Mila. And they went to their local rabbi. And they asked their Rav, should we do the Bris Mila or should we not do the Bris Mila? And the Rav sent the Shiloh to the Ksav Sofer. He wanted to hear from the Preshberger Rav, the Ksav Sofer. He wanted to hear what he had to say on this. So, right. So, what's the halacha? Should you do the Bris Mila or not do the Bris Mila? And again, the Ksav Sofer starts off saying, at first glance, it's not even a Shiloh. Now, incidentally, the reason there's even mocker when it comes to asking Shilohs like this, right? I mean, Lechura Beis Bonim, Meiso Machmas Mila, it's a Mefurish Asugi. The Gemara says it's telling Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, we pass it like Rebbe Lechumra. So, this is the halacha. So, why is it even a Shiloh? There were many tshuvas that were written up.
things like that. It's all because of a lashon Rambam. The Rambam threw everybody for a loop. The Rambam at the end of the first parak of Hilchas Mila, so the Rambam brings the halacha that if it's mesu bon of machmas mila, you don't do bris mila. But then he said like this: Harezu loy timal es hashlishi bezmanoi elo mamtina loy achi yigodel maat. You're supposed to wait until the child gets a little bit older. And it's then that you're supposed to do the bris milah. And everybody, there's a tshuva from the Nedib Yehuda, and a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, and we have raid bites on this. We've spoken about this in the past. What do you mean? Actually, you got to be not be ischazik. Where did Rambam get this from? And the Nedib Yehuda's cash is very, very simple. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, if two boys die machmas milah, loy tamol. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you should do the bris mila. So the Ksav Sofer starts with his tshuva addressing this question, and he says, "I am Asher Kasafti b'tshuva Kuf Yud Ches." This is Kuf Yud Zayin. That one's Kuf Yud Ches, and there he wrote a whole tshuva on this. We said a beautiful chiddush. He said that yeah, it's true. Rebbe held that once two boys die machmas mila loy tamol because you have a chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamliel held three because you have a chazaka. Why do we paskin like Rebbe when it comes to mesu beizvan of machmas mila? Why do we paskin like Rebbe? Because we hold like Rebbe for sure. By Vestas, we pass Rav Shimon Gamliel. By Sharamu, we pass Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why is it? It's because we're Safik. And Misafik, you always go to Chumra. So Misafik, it's Mufurish Gemara, Yavam, Samach Tal, Ramadbe, Samach Hemer Aleph. That it's all Misafik. So he says, the Rambam passed like Rebbe Misafik. But he held up being that it was only Misafik. So Misafik, there's Mokan to be Mekel. Actually, you go to Me'at, V'yiz Chazak Koichai. You want to know why Rebbe didn't say it? Because Rebbe wasn't Misafik. Rebbe said, Beteris Vadai, there's a Chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, don't do it because Beteris Vadai, you can't do it. The Rambam was I wasn't sure if the halacha is like Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel. The Rambam said this halacha when two boys died machas mila. He didn't say when three boys died machas mila. Three boys, then there's no shayla anymore. But where it's two and now it's a suffix, so there it is makam to be mekel. There is makam to be hinichu makam lahakel. And that's why you have this halacha of achi yigadu ma'at v'yischazek koicha. But either way, says the Ksav Sofer, I think this is a little bit different anyways. You know why? Because over here, this the two boys that died, they were twins. And it could be you can't establish a chazaka from twins to a boy that's not a twin. So it's true that there's a chazaka that two boys died machmas mila, but they were twins. So how do you know that you have a right to say that because the twin died machmas mila? Says maybe each twin is a little schwacher, maybe it's a little bit weaker. It's for sure different. So being that it's different, chazaka has to be the same. So being that it's not the same, it's a little bit different. So maybe over here, you're not going to have that halacha. That's what the Ksav Sofer entertained. Besides the Ksav Sofer, the problem is the second one was also twins. It was the same thing. What difference does it make? Says, no, it's different. You know why? Because the first time it was two boys, and the second time it was a boy and a girl. So what's the difference? So I'm saying it's posher what the difference is. Because this whole idea of mesu bano machmas milo is obviously from the woman's standpoint. I mean, let's say a man has two wives, and one, he had a boy from one boy, machmas milo. Then he had a boy from his other wife, and that child died machmas milo. Avada, there's no Rebbe, there's no Rav Shimon Gamliel, no one's going to say there's a chazaka. The chazaka is not what the father's sons, no, it's all mitzad the mother's, Ksav Sofer says. That's the way it is. Says the Ksav Sofer that the halacha is that isha mazras tchila, which means that a zocher comes from the koyach of the mother. So yesh lema like this. Maybe when she had two boys, they both came from her. They both came from the isha mazras tchila. So there you see that those two boys coming from the isha mazras tchila, they don't have a koyach to live. But maybe the twins of a boy and a girl, where it says the Gemara Hizriu Bevas Achas, we've seen that so many times. So one came from the father, one came from the mother. It's not the same. And being that it's not the same, I don't know if you can establish a chazaka that way. So says the Ksav Sofer, based on Gemaras that we've seen together, it's not the same. What do you mean? They're both, number one, twins. You tell me they're both twins? It's true they're both twins, but one is a boy and a boy, the other one's a boy and a girl. The two boys both came from the mother. The boy and the girl, only one came from the mother. Maybe when the mother's contributing one child, the child will be healthier. When it's contributing two children, that's when it's going to be a problem. As a result, you can't establish a chazaka. But then the Ksav Sofer, I'm going to tell you another svara. I'll tell you another svara. Here's the punchline. Zok there. We know this machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda. Richek nigi chosav chayev, kirev nigi chosav like holshkein. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's only richek, it's not kirev. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mefurish gemara that a shor shtois is three times in one day. It doesn't become a shor amuad. Over here you have a chazaka. The chazaka is that these boys, rachmanu litzlan, die machmas milah. But both boys died on the same day, says the Ksav Sofer. That was the story. They were twins. Being that they died on the same day, it's Kirev Migichosov. We pass like Rameir. We pass like Yehud, not like Rameir. And for that reason, you can't establish a Chazak. What's the Svara? The Svara of Yehuda is that something happens one day, maybe it's a fluke. Something happened based on a Gemara, Tainus Daf Chafal. We don't have time to go into. But either way, says the Ksav Sofer, that you want to know why you can't establish a Chazakah, because they both happen on the same day. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't say Richek Kirev Loi Kalshke, but I just want to be Messiah with one Ha'ara. And that is that really this Ksav Sofer is not so Pashat. And really it's Keneged and Mefurisha Tshuva from the Noi de Yehuda. Which Tshuva is Noi de Yehuda? The one that we referenced earlier. Erechayim Kama Simen Chavav. And that is as follows. The Noi de Yehuda's Tshuva is Bedin Amiras Tzadik Pa'amim Moir Data. It's regards to the halacha of saying 90 days Moir. What's the context? So we know the context is that any time you flip in davening, Masha Baruch Moir Dageshem, Moir Datal, the same Bracha, the same Talamat, let's say you have a Sofik. You're not sure if you said the right thing. So 30 days pass. So the end of the halacha is you don't have to chaz over Kriya Shema again. You don't have to say over Shmoneh Esrei again. Because we assume that you have a regilus ready to say the right thing. Within 30 days, it's a Sofik, you would have to say over again. Again, I in the back of the Art Scroll Siddurim or I in the Mishnah Brewery, exactly how this works. But the bottom line is, depending on what exactly it is, it's different halachas. But that's the crux of the halacha. So you do that the Torah, in Erechaim Simen Kuf Yudale, brings a chiddush from the Maram in Rotenberg. The Maram in Rotenberg hayu rogo loymer b'shmini atzeres birchas ato gibar tzadik pomim ad mashav ruach u'moyer dageshem keneged lamid yoyim sha'oymer oysa gimel pomim choyim. That he would have the minig that on shmini atzeres, when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amir Dageshem, see, he would say 90 times Mashav Ruach Amir Dageshem. Like this, you don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Rutenberg, amazing. The God of Ador, Rabbi Shalkob Nea Goyle. He said, you know, sometimes you're not sure, you have a suffix. So 90 times he would say Mashav Ruach Amir Dageshem. Like this, you wouldn't have a problem. I said to Rabbi Rutenberg, why do you have a right to do that? Michatesi. He said, oh, it's very simple. Because the Gemara says that 30 days, if pass, we assume you got it right. Why 30 days? Because 3 Shmoneh Esrei is in 30 days. 30 times 3 is 90. If that's the case, if I can establish it 90 times in 30 days, certainly I can establish it 90 times in one day. And he said, what's the precedence for that? V'rayosai, this is the tour. Mi perikates of the regal above a kamach of dalim and aleph. Dama gabi shoya muid, richik niki chayis of chayiv, kirav leikoshke. So he said, hachinami. And then the tour brings the Rabbeinu Peretz said, cause of loichazino the rabbanon kshishoy, the tzarf of the Hachi. The French rabbis never did this. Because one has nothing to do with the other. Now sometime all the lumdis that you learn in yeshiva, right? But either way, Machlik is the Maram in Rotenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. Whether or not you could shtotsu Rechak Nigehoyz of Chayiv Kirov Lekoshkein to Mashiv Aruach Umayrin Dagen. Break the Mogan Avram and the Drisho and the Taz. This Maram in Rotenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz is Tzorech Iyun Godel Mamish. It's dead on arrival. It doesn't make any sense. He says, I Pasha don't understand. You want to know why the Rabbanim and Tzorfas didn't do this? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't even start. Why? Who holds Rechak Nigehoyz of Chayiv Kirov Lekoshkein? Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need space in order to establish Chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda said, Zavotechiach, he brought a rayas to Shbaz HaKal V'chemer. It's fake, the G'dayli Achroinim, and the G'dayli Aprayim here in Simen Kuf Yadalit on the page, that what's this Homer Amar Rutenberg talking about? That you have over here, Richei Chayiv Kivu Koshke, that's Rameir. That Shalei Alib de Hilchas, here you're bringing a Sif Kot and Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chayim. We don't pass him like Rameir. Zok Tanoi de Yehuda in his Tshuva. That's the Tshuva's coming to answer this Kasha. Zok Tanoi de Yehuda, and the longer version is so much more geschmack. The shorter version is more appropriate. And he says like this. He says, Yesh Lachker. He said, what's Pshan in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda argued Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Richak Niki Chayis of Chayiv Kirav Lekoshe. Kumtz again Rabbi Yehuda. And Yehuda said, no, I disagree. I disagree because Zavat Teichiach. He said, Yesh Lachker, why does Rabbi Yehuda argue? Pashit you'd say, you ask the man on the street or the yeshiva bacher that learns this in the beginning of Perek Cheskes Abatim, he thinks with the svara. Mechtesi. Richak Chayiv Kirav Lekoshe. Zavat Teichiach. That's a rayas nidoz asvar. That says the arguing in Svar. Rameyer holds Richei Chayiv Kirav Lekoshkein. Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. You don't say Richei Chayiv Kirav Lekoshkein. What's it based on? It's based on their respective understandings of Masechtas Nida. Fascinating. But that's, at the end of the day, the takeaway from the sugya of a Kamach of Dalam and Alev is that in Rameyer's world, there's a Kal V'Chaymer Richei Chayiv Kirav Lekoshkein. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, it's Nida Hazak Kal V'Chaymer. Says the Noi de Yehuda, it's not Muchach. It's not Muchach at all. It's very namuchach, says the Noi de Yehuda. He says, you know why? I could learn very differently. I could learn that really Rabbi Yehuda was moida to the Kal V'Chaymer. He was moida. One is Kal and one is Chamer. Riche Kired, he sets up the Kal V'Chaymer perhaps the same way Rameir did. He just has a Techiach on the Kal V'Chaymer. He said, I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Yehuda. Every single time you have a Kal V'Chaymer in Shas, and then the Gemara says, this Techiach or that Techiach, the Gemara means to knock out the Kal V'Chaymer. Weitstois, this is not Kal and this is not Chamer. You know, Lav Dafka. Techiach is a Sif Katan in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mid of Kal V'Chaymer. I have a Kal V'Chaymer. And based on Kal V'Chaymer, oh, this is like that. For sure, this should be that way. Yeah, but you have to go, this dialogue of Nadin Lias Kenadon. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. And one of the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch is Teichiach. But the Teichiach never knocks out the Kal V'Chaymer. It doesn't say, oh, Weistois, this was the Kal and that was the Chaymer. He says, go through all the Kal V'Chaymers in Shas. Impossible to learn that way. What Teichiach means is that it's just a pircha. It doesn't allow me to use the Kal V'Chaymer. So tonight, Yehuda, it's poshit. It's poshit. The Maram in Rutenberg walked away from the Sugya Bava Kama. He thought Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rameyas Kal V'Chaymer. Richek, Niki Chosef Chayev, Kirib Niki Chosef Lekolshkein. In the world of Chazakas, if you can establish a Chazaka when two things are distant from each other, Kirib like Kolshkein, if Rameyah held that way, then why would you think Rabbi Yehuda held not that way? I, Rabbi Yehuda, argued in halacha. Rabbi Yehuda was just saying that you can't buy a halacha. You want to go and use one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in a Dreshes band and say that if a shor becomes a shor amud when it shtoises 3 days, Kal V'Chaymer one day, mechatesi, how do you know? Kal V'Chaymer, no, I have a teichiach on the Kal V'Chaymer. Zava teichiach. All Zava teichiach does is it knocks out the Kal V'Chaymer, but it doesn't change the Metzias. So Lomayn Afkimina. He says, if you want to learn a halacha, I need a bepoil, I need to physically extract a halacha in the Torah from a pasuk. I can't do that without the Mid of Kal V'Chaymer. Mid of Kal V'Chaymer has to conform with Teichiach. Zava Teichiach, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds, because the old Zava works with Chazakas. So you're out of business. I can't learn that. But if you want to know in the world of Svar, I'm not buying halachas. I just want to know Svar Geret. From a Svara probability, statistical, analytics perspective. If something, Richek, what should be the way you view it from a Kirei perspective? Says the Noyed, Vaz Ravid is going to agree. One is Kal, one is Chamer, and Richek, Kolshken, Kirei. I just can't learn Dinam from it. But the Metzias doesn't change. So says the Noyed of Yehuda, as it relates to Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, it's not a question of Dinam. I'm learning a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's a question, am I Murgul, am I not Murgul? So Madach, I can establish Regilus in 30 days. Kal V'Chaymer, I can establish Regilus today. What's the Shiloh? Why should it be not that way? I didn't Rabbi Yehuda say you can't say Richek Chayav Kirei. Like Kolshkein, that was all from a halachic perspective. You can't do that. I can't learn a halach in the Torah. You can't be mechayev the guy nezek sholem. You can't kill the animal. That's something you can't do. That's something you don't have a right to do. The parsha of Shor Amud, you can't. I need a kal v'chaymer for that. Kal v'chaymer has to conform with teichiach. But the metzias of which is kal, which is chaymer, that avada you're gonna have. So as it relates to the metzias, even Rabbi Yehuda is gonna hold richek chayev kirev like Kolshkein. Maran Rutenberg wasn't toyev bidvar mishnah. Rabbi Peretz wasn't toyev bidvar mishnah. They knew that we passed like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rameir. Everybody knows that. But they held that the svar of Rameir is true. I'll leave it to Kuli Alma. Richei Chayav Kirim. That's why there's a few places in Shas where you find the Gemara says, Kirameir that holds Richei Chayav Kirim like Kolshkein. Zokhtin Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean Rabbi Rameir as a post Rabbi Yehuda. It means Rameir. He's the Mara de Shmaitza. He's the one that said Richei Chayav Kirim like Kolshkein. But as it relates to the svar, everybody agrees with the svar. But if that's the case, then it's Arop Tiksav Sefer. Because what did the Ksav Sefer say? That if the two things happened, the two boys died Machmas Milo on the same day. Being that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Richei Chayav, you don't say Kirev like Kolshkein, so you can't establish a Chazaka when the two boys die in the same day. Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That's all true if you hold Rabbi Yehuda argues beside with the Kal V'Chaymer Rameir. And he holds Faken for Rameir. Rameir says, Richei Chayav Kirev like Kolshkein, I disagree. But if the Noyed Yehuda is Gerech, and the Noyed Yehuda held that you don't necessarily say that in Svar, it's just as it relates to Dinim, over here we're not discussing Dinim. Over here, we're discussing Svara. Is this woman's children? Is there a regilus that they're going to die machnas mila? To say that just because they happened on the same day, we're not. The Svara Rabbi Yehuda would agree with Rameir would come out, I think, that as it relates to this, we have a machlokes here between the Noyed Yehuda in Erechayim, Simin Chav Vav, and the Ksav Sofer in Yerudea, Simin Kuf Yud Zayin.